Blog Talk Radio.
T-minus 15 seconds. Guidance is internal. 12, 11, 10, 9. Ignition sequence start. 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. All engine running. Liftoff. We have a liftoff.
Deeper Truth is back, and better than ever. From John Carpenter and Journey with Mary, Sunday nights at 9 Eastern, 8 Central. Dr. Gregory Thompson and Eucharistic Miracles, Monday nights at 9 Eastern, 8 Central. Yours truly with the Saint of the Day. And Donald Hartley, the Catholic Defender. We're back with an even deeper truth. Join us. When you need answers to defend your Catholic faith, call on the one with the expert. When you need assurance that you do not travel this world alone, call on the one with the expert. When you need to know that Jesus truly keeps his promises to remain with us sacramentally, call on the one with the expert. The Catholic Defender Radio Network, home of the experts. Ladies and gentlemen, presenting Hartley's Heroes. Here's Donald Hartley with his Hartley's Hero for today.
And today's saint, Saint Mary Bacalip. Never see a need without doing something about it. And why is she informally remembered as the patron saint of troublemakers? She was the co-founder of the Sisters of St. Joseph and a determined woman who was briefly excommunicated by the Catholic Church. She is informally seen as a patron saint of sexually abused victims for her role in exposing a pedophile priest. Sister Bacalip was born in Australia to poor Scottish immigrants. Mary Bacalip kept her faith in God and bravely challenged those who did not support her vision for a more caring world. Mary is an important Australian who spent her life helping people, especially children. She is Australia's first saint. Throughout her life, Mary Bacalip accomplished many extraordinary things. She showed courage, determination, and overall a tremendous amount of faith. These virtues, in particular, are what led her to being the first Australian saint and a great religious role model. Her vision was to provide education for underprivileged children. Many other women came to join her there, and Mary and Julian founded Australia's first religious order, the Sisters of St. Joseph. Mary and the sisters were committed to serving the poor, to going to where the need was, and living amongst those in need. Her motto, never see a need before or without doing something about it, continues to call us forth to action. At a time when real heroes are in short supply, Mary Bacalip is a true inspiration. If Saint Mary Bacalip were alive today, she would be a household name. It's not that she sought the limelight. On the contrary, she simply wanted to serve the poor wherever she found them in her native Australia. But along the way, she managed to arouse the ire of some rather powerful churchmen. One even excommunicated her for a time. Born in Melbourne in 1842 to parents who had emigrated from Scotland, Mary grew up in a family that faced... Wait a second. I think if Mike is popping on... Nope, Mike has not popped on. I think he's trying to He's calling the wrong phone. Okay. So we will continue. But in 1866, Mary and Lexi moved to Panola in January to help Father Julian establish a school based on purely Catholic principles. St. Joseph's School, the Stable School, opens on 19 March, St. Joseph's Day. Mary wears a plain black dress to signify her dedication to do God's work. As the congregation grew, so did Mary Bacalep's problems. Her priest friend proved unreliable in many ways, and his responsibilities for direction of the sisters were removed. Meanwhile, Mary had the support of some local bishops as she and her sisters went about their work. But the bishop in South Australia, aging and relying on others for advice, briefly excommunicated Mary, charging her with disobedience, and dispensed 50 of her sisters from their vows. In truth, the bishop's quarrel was about power and who had authority over them, over whom. He ultimately rescinded his order of excommunication, which was really good there. Mary insisted that her congregation should be governed by an elected mother general answerable to Rome, not to the local bishop. There also were disputes about whether or not the congregation could own property. In the end, Rome proved to be Mary's best source of support. After a long wait, official approval of the congregation and how it was to be governed came from Pope Leo XIII. Her struggles with church authorities, Mary Bacalep and her sisters were able to offer social services that few, if any, government agencies in Australia could. They served Protestant and Catholics alike. They worked among the Aborigines. They taught in schools and orphanages and served unmarried mothers. Mary Bacalep, 1842 to 1909, is renowned for her generous approach to all endeavors, a woman of courage who worked tirelessly to ensure all children were educated. She especially looked out for the poor and those in need. A famous quote of Mary is, "Remember, we are but travelers here." Money, actually, the lack of it, was a constant worry, but the sisters who begged from door to door were bolstered by faith and by the conviction that their struggles were opportunities to grow closer to God. By the time Mary was approaching the end of her life, the congregation was thriving. She died in 1909 at the age of 67, and Pope St. John Paul II beatified her in 1995. 1910, when Pope Benedict XVI canonized her, she became Australia's first saint. Her liturgical feast day is celebrated on August 8th. God of the Pilgrim, Mary Bacalep, trusted her guidance in her journey of life and deepened her confidence in your will. May we renew our trust in your providence to lead us to hope as we bring our prayer before you. May we grow in the fullness of your love and the depth of your mystery. God of compassion, God of all people, we praise you for your servant, Mary Bacalep, who gave her life to serve you in the poor and oppressed. As she is honored in our world, may we continue to learn to share her vision, God of the dreaming. you show yourself to us as dreamers, seers, and prophets. And we have Michael. Michael has joined us. Michael, I thought maybe you might have had one of your alerts or whatever. So I tried to get a hold of you a number of times, but I figured you were busy.
Well, I was having trouble booting my system up this morning.
Oh, that's what it was. Well, I went ahead and St. Mary Macalup, and that's a powerful story.
It's kind of funny. I sometimes have a little fun with these saints of the day, and one of the things that she got quite a start when she got quite a start on the road to sainthood. She is informally remembered as the patron saint of troublemakers, and as the patron saint of troublemakers, thanks to Travis Tritt, she has a theme song.
Well, you know, the work that she did in trying to educate children, that's one of the big things that we're doing. And, Mike, I'm glad. Yeah, you were trying to call me on my phone when I was already on the phone, on the radio. So I thought, oh, no, he's alive.
Oh.
But I wasn't nothing I could do until you actually called into the show. So I'm glad that you did. Like I said, I thought you might have had one of those alerts that you have no control over when they hit you with one of those. So I just figured,
that's always possible.
That's
really quite interesting that she was actually excommunicated. For a brief time.
Briefly. But it was reversed.
What a rest stop on the road to sainthood.
Yeah. But and that gives hope to all of us who from time to time we find ourselves in trouble. Anytime you're in mortal sin, you need to go to confession. And so whether, right, wrong, or indifferent, that's what you got to do if you are have mortal sin. And so you got to take care of that ASAP. And so we need to pray for our priests who are on the front line against sin.
Well, they remain on the front line because a priest, if Satan can get a priest, that's a special addition to his trophy case.
Well, that's what he's trying to get, but we need to pray for them.
Absolutely.
It is time to pray for our priests, the real men in black.
Well, you wonder why I always dress in black, why you never see bright colors on my back, and why does my appearance seem to have a somber tone? Well, there's a reason for the things that I have on.
Without them, there are no sacraments. He counsels you. Who counsels him? He is on the front lines in the war against sin.
I wear it for another 100,000 who have died, believing that we all were on their side.
Now let us join together as we pray for our priests.
I'm the man in black.
And when you have made a good confession, "You have chained up the devil." And that's from St. John Vianney. O Jesus, our great high priest, hear my humble prayers on behalf of your priests. Give them a deep faith, a bright and firm hope, and a burning love, which will ever increase in the course of their priestly life. In their loneliness, comfort them. In their sorrows, strengthen them. In their frustrations, point out to them that it is through suffering that the soul is purified. And show them that they are needed by the church. They are needed by souls. They are needed for the work of redemption. Wow. And man. And with praying for our priests, just like our saint today, Saint Mary Mechelop, who loved and cared for children doing the work of Christ, and our prayer for our children.
It is time to pray for those who will carry the faith beyond our years. Our
children. Children.
You'll have that responsibility children, soon enough, kids. But for now,
run and jump and play. Young, carefree children.
And help them keep their childlike faith.
And the thing that's really sad is that we lose the faith we had when we were children. Loud, proud children.
Dear Lord, your word is filled with accounts of miraculous protection. We claim that power for vulnerable children. Make your little ones invisible to people who seek to exploit them. Whisper in the ears of the children to run and hide until the danger passes. Lord Jesus, you are the highest authority, and there is no spiritual power above you. Therefore, I hide in you as you are my safe shelter. I'm confident in submitting to you. No evil will ever be able to conquer me. Therefore, in your name, I trust you and send your messengers to protect me wherever I go. And Lord God, I pray for your protection as I begin this day. You are my hiding place, and under your wings, I can always find refuge. Protect me from trouble wherever I go, and keep evil far from me. No matter where I am, I will look to you as my protector, the one who fights for me every day. Heavenly Father, may our children not fear, for you are with me, for you are with them. As I place my children in your mighty loving hands, give me peace, knowing that you are right. By their side, please replace the fears with the strength and courage to face whatever the day brings. And so, you called us to receive the children. May we provide support and care necessary for their journey to health. We look to you and your Son, Jesus Christ, as a sign of mercy and joy. We ask this through the intercession of Our Lady of Lourdes, in the name of your Son, Jesus, and the Holy Spirit, now and forever. Amen. And I love this devotion for the prayer of our priests, and then also then to pray for these children.
Don't you know that we're all children, and it's all for one and one for all? Children, call each other names. Children, play in the grown-up. the thing that's really sad is that we lose the faith we had when we were children. Loud, proud children. Children who think that they are grown. Children with children of their own. From the cradle to the grave, I wish we could all behave like little children. God's little children. Sweet, precious children. Pretty, dirty children.
You got it.
When you need answers to defend your Catholic faith, call on the one with the expert. When you need assurance that you do not travel this world alone, call on the one with the expert. When you need to know that Jesus truly keeps his promises to remain with us sacramentally, call on the one with the expert. The Catholic Defender Radio Network, home of the experts.
All right, Mike. That was awesome. Well, Mike, thank you for... I actually played that at the beginning, too. Near the beginning. Mm-hmm. So I did find it, of course. I wanted to go see that movie, Sound of Freedom. And I didn't get there. But that was my intent. And so, but I did get your message, and I did find it. And yes, I did. I played it on here. Well, thank you, Mike. And so... I promoted the show pretty well this morning, so you get a chance to listen to it. And today's saint was Saint Mary Macalop. Never see a need without doing something about it. And tomorrow's saint, our peek sneak for tomorrow, is Saint Apollonius. Or Apollonarius. And so he goes a long way back. So we thank God for all these great saints as we pray for our Pope Francis.
You know what's interesting, Don, is a lot of Catholics have never heard of these saints.
I know. And I think it's good. And hopefully people's faith will grow as a result of these saints. Heaven's Hall of Fame, that's it. And that's what it's all about.
Somebody once said, you're either a saint or you ain't.
Well, we're all... we're travelers, as Saint Mary Macalop would say. She said this is one of her quotes that we're but travelers here. We're on a pilgrimage. That's what I have said. That we're on a pilgrimage here. So that's the same thing. So, and we are. And what are we packing our bags with? Are we packing God's grace with us as we are traveling this? Or on this pilgrimage, or are we trapped in sin? Are you banging on something there, Mike?
I'm surprised you heard that.
No, that was coming in pretty clear.
That's interesting. I had the mic cut off.
Ah, well, it was coming in pretty clear.
Oh, I know where it's coming from. It's coming from. It doesn't mute the mic on the phone. I can fix that.
Well, I'm going to go ahead and end this with this song here, Mike, and you might like this song, as a number of people out there will. So we pray for those who have addictions, suffering from addictions, and those who need deliverance, and those who need to go to confession to really repent of those sins, especially mortal sins, all sins. So here's our song that we're going to end with today. God bless you, Mike. We'll see you tomorrow. Same bat time, same bat station. All right.
The old man turned off the radio, said, where did all of the old songs go? Kids sure play funny music these days. They play it in the strangest way. Said, it looks to me like they've all gone wild. It was peaceful back when I was a child. Well, man, could it be that the girls and boys are trying to be heard above your noise? And the lonely voice of you cries, what is true? A little boy of three sitting on the floor looks up and says, Daddy, what is war? Son, that's when people fight and die. A little boy of three says, Daddy, why? Young man of 17 in Sunday school, being taught the golden rule. And by the time another year's gone around, it may be his turn to lay his life down. Can you blame the voice of you for asking what is true? Young man sitting on the witness stand, the man with the book says, raise your hand. Repeat after me, I solemnly swear. The man looked down at his long hair, and although the young man solemnly swore, nobody seemed to hear anymore. And it didn't really matter if the truth was there. It was the cut of his clothes and the length of his hair. And the lonely voice of you cries, what is true? A young girl dancing to the latest beat has found new ways to move her feet. A young man speaking in the city square is trying to tell somebody that he cares. Yeah, the ones that you're calling wild are gonna be the leaders in a little while. This old world's waking to a newborn day, and I solemnly swear that it'll be their way. You better help that voice of you find what is true. And the lonely voice of you cries, what is truth?